On the line now from Calgary is Gary Plume. And Gary and two of his friends traveled from Dawson City, Yukon, to Tuktoyaktuk in the Northwest Territories on an ice road in the winter, and wait for it, by bicycle. Hello, Gary.
Hi, Tom. How are you?
I'm fine. I'm absolutely very comfortable and fine. How were you at the end of this experience?
Oh, we were at the end of the experience. We were happy to get there.
I bet.
But we had some, you know, fantastic experiences and fantastic memories. I should clarify, though, actually.
Yeah.
The trip from Dawson City, only up to Tuktoyaktuk, only 200 kilometers of that was ice road.
Now, this is what I thought. Yeah, okay, so you were on the Dempster Highway quite a bit of the way.
Exactly,
right?
Yeah. So we started in Dawson City and just took the Klondike Highway over to the Dempster.
Uh-huh.
And as you know, the Dempster goes up to, through the Yukon into the Northwest Territories, up to Inuvik. And then there it stops in the summer, but in the winter, you can ride down onto the Mackenzie River, and they clear a road there that is traversable for about 7 or 8 months of the year.
And
that's what we took up to Tuktoyaktuk.
So what kind of tires did you have?
Right.
That's what I thought of first of all. Were they studded or something?
Yeah, they were studded. We bought special studded tires. But other people, I mean, there are a lot of people who do winter biking, and some people just take regular tires and put sort of small screws through their tires.
Mm-hmm, I've heard that.
Yeah, so you can get the same sort of grip on the roads.
And so there are three of you. How much gear did you have with you? I guess there weren't too many places to stop and buy a hot coffee or something.
Well, there weren't tons, no. But you know what? We did mail up some of our gear, or some of our food, actually. So we packed a fair bit beforehand. Excuse me. And then and there were a couple post offices along the way. So we did mail up some food,
mm-hmm.
which turned out to be too much food than we needed. We played it safe. But, we had a lot of gear. You know, we had a lot of clothes, a lot of equipment, a lot of, you know, safety and first aid equipment. And so we had three guys, and two of the guys, myself and one of the other guys, we pulled trailers behind our bikes.
Right.
And then, you know, stored our gear on that.
So what did you see in this trip that you could not see traveling Canada by any other way? What was the thing that really struck you about it?
Right. Well, there's a couple novel things about it. I get, you know, one is the fact that we did it by bike, and a lot of people travel Canada by bike. And, you know, there's something about the pace of you know, riding a bike and Tim Vandercleef mentioned this before, you know, by traveling on motorcycles, it's just so engaging. And
mm-hmm.
that's something about bicycle as well, is that, you know, you're stimulated emotionally and mentally, but also physically, because you're putting in a pretty good workout on a daily basis. So I think most cyclists would agree with that. And then plus the other thing that we added to it that it was a winter bike trip. And
you can't just get up and get on the bike, right?
In the mornings. Well, sometimes we would get up and we'd have to, like, walk a little bit because it was cold, you know. Temperatures
sure.
were pushing minus 30, minus 40, and so we'd have to sort of warm up the internal furnace first to get going. And,
how?
Well, sometimes, we would start walking a little bit in the mornings because, you know, when you're sitting on a bike, sometimes your feet don't, you know, your extremities take a bit longer to warm up, but if you're walking.
Yeah. I'm with you so far, but that happens to me going to the bus stop. I don't have to be on a bike in the far north.
Yeah. Yeah, well, it usually tended to be at the beginning and at the end of the day that it was cold.
Oh,
but, you know,
man.
Once you're in the heat of the day, if you will, it was warm enough to be, you know, to be biking along. And there's lots of perks, you know. There are no bugs, you know, no black flies. There's no
right.
traffic. There was, you know, one of your callers talked about biking the Cabot Trail before and said, you know, one thing that was a bit problematic was the gravelly shoulders. Well, the gravel on, it's a gravel highway, the Dempster, but it's completely frozen over, and so you don't have to worry about, you know, kicking up dust or and, you know, rocks and that sort of thing.
And what was that last 200 kilometers of ice road? What was that like?
Oh, it was incredible. I think largely because we passed, as we did this trip, we passed through a number of mountain ranges on the way up, and mountains are just spectacular to bike through, and I would say especially in the winter, there's something amazing about this. A blanket of snow over them. But then as you come down into the Mackenzie Delta, you've got the river, and then you've got, you know, a pretty flat plain all around that as well. And you're biking on this really wide road, and it was pretty quick, you know, pretty fast and flat
mm-hmm.
biking along the ice road. And
I guess a tailwind could really send you along in those conditions too.
Exactly. Well, we only took, it's only 200 kilometers from Inuvik up to Tuktoyaktuk, so it only took us 3 days on that portion. Huh. And one day we had a tailwind, and then the next day we had a headwind. Of course, it makes all the difference in the world. Right?
I guess.
But then you know, as you get closer to Tuktoyaktuk, you start seeing in the distance. You know, you can see quite a ways along, and so you know you see these terrific pingos. You know, which are,
what are pingos?
Well, as far as I understand, they're essentially inverted lakes because of the permafrost up you know far in the north. And then you end up seeing the community of Tuktoyaktuk in the distance, and you know, so it was great just to be there. But you know, at that point, we were also pretty excited to be coming to the end of our trip, and
sure.
You know, looking, like a number of your callers have mentioned, looking forward to a nice meal and a nice
hot
shower.
Hour.
And that sort of thing. Yeah.
Well, that sounds great. I visited your website. And just give us the address here, because some of the photos are spectacular.
Oh yeah, we have one of our members was quite an accomplished photographer. The website is bikeforest.com.
Bike Forest?
Yeah, bikeforest.com.
Okay.
And if you follow, you can follow links into travel and adventure. And there's a number of fairly novel trips, you know, if you follow that site. I mean, as it turns out, one of our group members was one of your previous callers who was the couch biker through the Maritimes, and his trip is on there, and so are a number of other bike links.
That'd be the other side of the continuum of endurance biking.
Exactly.
Traveling on a couch.
Yep.
All right. Thanks very much, Gary.
Yeah. Thanks, Tom.
And congratulations.
Oh, cheers.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye now.
That's Gary Plume. He rode 1,000 kilometers from Dawson City to Tuktoyaktuk on his bicycle.